This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Vice President Mike Pence is expected at the White House Monday, despite his press secretary's testing positive for coronavirus on Friday. There were conflicting reports earlier this evening on whether or not the vice president would be isolating or plan to isolate. Bloomberg News, which earlier had said he would self-isolate, now quotes a spokesman as saying the vice president has been self-isolating for the past 2 days, but will be at the White House on Monday. Both Pence and U.S. President Donald Trump are tested frequently for the coronavirus and have tested negative. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the government's most prominent voices explaining the scope of the pandemic to the American public, says he's adopting a modified quarantine after what he said was a low-risk contact with the White House staffer who tested positive for COVID-19. Fauci said he would stay at home and telework for 14 days and plans to be tested every day. The commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration and the head of the government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are also quarantining after coming into contact with a person who tested positive for coronavirus at the White House. Top White House officials said Sunday they expect U.S. unemployment rate could reach 25% before the world's biggest economy begins to improve. Currently, it's at 14.7%. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday that the reported numbers are probably going to get worse before improving in the second half of the year and into 2021. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett told CBS News he's expecting a jobless rate, in his words, north of 20, with millions more laid-off workers filing for unemployment compensation in May and June. The 14.7% rate announced Friday is the worst in the United States since the Great Depression in the 1930s. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization has suspended its operations in the main Houthi-held areas of Yemen to pressure the rebel group to be more open about suspected coronavirus cases. They include the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, and Hodeidah, the country's main port on the Red Sea. The Yemeni government reports 51 COVID-19 cases and 8 deaths in the parts of Yemen it controls, but the WHO suspects the Houthis of withholding information about the coronavirus toll in places it controls, including the capital and other big cities. The Houthis report just 2 cases and 1 death. They deny allegations they're covering up the true numbers. The WHO says it's treating Yemen as if there is a full-blown COVID-19 outbreak. WHO also says they are credible threats and perceived risks for its staff. Iraqi courts have freed jailed anti-government protesters, carrying out one of the first major orders from the new prime minister, Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Iraq's Supreme Judiciary Council said in a statement that Iraqis have the constitutional right to protest, provided it's not accompanied by an act contrary to the law. The new prime minister told reporters after his first cabinet meeting Saturday night that demonstrators need to be protected and that only those involved in violence should stay locked up. Human rights groups say Iraqi security forces used live fire against the demonstrators, leaving as many as 600 dead before the mass protests faded because of the coronavirus outbreak. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britain is not ending its lockdown. It is, however, modifying tough measures that have been imposed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. In a televised address Sunday, Johnson announced steps toward reopening the country, including sending people who cannot work from home back to the workplace. He said people should avoid public transport and get to work by car, bicycle, or on foot if possible. He said the government has issued guidance to employers on how to make workplaces secure, including for public transport workers. Those measures would limit the capacity of public transport. Johnson also said as of Wednesday, people will be encouraged to go out and sit in the sun or exercise. They can drive out of town and even play group sports, but only with members of their own family. He said those who break the rules will be subject to fines. Iran says it's ready for a prisoner exchange with the United States, but has yet to hear from U.S. officials. Both countries have called for the swap because of concerns about COVID-19. Iran has been hit hard by the virus, while the United States leads the world in the number of infections. The exact number of prisoners held by either side is not immediately clear. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.